When it comes to legal battles, presenting solid, fact-checked arguments is a must. However, the Avianca Airlines lawsuit saw an unprecedented twist. The involvement of OpenAI's popular chatbot, ChatGPT, in the nightmare it unleashed when it hallucinated or invented non-existent cases and arguments in court filings. Now, the saga began as an ordinary personal injury lawsuit. Roberto Mata and his attorney, Peter LaDuca, accused Avianca of causing Mata personal injuries when he was hit by a metal serving cart on board a 2019 flight to New York. The airline responded, predictably, by moving to dismiss the case, setting the stage for a conventional courtroom drama. Now, what was to unfold next was anything but typical. During the litigation process, the defense team claimed that it couldn't locate several legal cases that LaDuca had referenced in his defense. Judge P. Kevin Castell demanded proof of these cases, and in response, LaDuca submitted the full text of 8 rulings. But there was a catch. They were fictitious. Surprisingly, the culprits were the AI chatbot ChatGPT and its users, LaDuca, and another attorney, Stephen Schwartz. The chatbot had not only created these fabricated cases, but also generated bogus quotes in internal citations. This out, OpenAI refers to this behavior as hallucination, where the AI invents false information. And ChatGPT's hallucination had been so persuasive that Schwartz, an associate at Levedow and Oberman, admitted to using the AI tool to generate the motions and subsequent legal text. Schwartz maintained that LaDuca had neither conducted the research nor was aware of how it was done, but the acknowledgement came too late, and the defense motion had already been inundated with non-existent cases. Now, LaDuca and Schwartz's reliance on ChatGPT not only led to the submission of false legal arguments, but also an unprecedented circumstance in court, according to Judge Castell. As a result, both attorneys might face judicial sanctions, potentially leading to disbarment. Despite the initial problematic filing, LaDuca's firm doubled down on the use of ChatGPT, using it to generate fake legal decisions when asked to provide them. And in an act of bad faith, the attorneys made false and misleading statements about the brief and its contents, according to Judge Castell. He suggested that the situation might have been played out differently. He suggested that the situation might have played out differently had the attorneys been forthright about their AI tool usage. Subsequently, the judge ordered both attorneys, along with their Levedo law firm, to pay $5,000 in fines each and notify every judge falsely identified as the author of the fake rulings about this sanction. Now, Judge Castell's condemnation of the lawyers' misuses of AI in this order was clear. He argued that while technological advances are commonplace and there's nothing inherently improper about using a reliable AI tool for assistance, the onus remains on the attorneys to ensure that the accuracy of the filings are correct. Now, the Avianca case serves as a cautionary tale about relying on AI for legal work. And while AI can provide assistance, the duty of accuracy and fact-checking falls on the shoulders of human lawyers. Now, machines like ChatGPT, regardless of their level of sophistication, can occasionally hallucinate, leading to severe misinformation. As AI continues to permeate various sectors, its role in legal work necessitates careful consideration and stringent checks in the future. Now, the consequences of using AI inappropriately in legal matters could be severe. In the case of Mata versus Avianca, it led to sanctions, monetary fines, and more importantly, a significant blow to the reputation of the attorneys involved. And the future of law is set to be influenced by AI, but it should never override the attorney's gatekeeping role. This case is a reminder of the duty that lawyers bear in the age of AI, reinforcing the importance of diligence, fact-checking, and the human touch in our rapidly evolving digital world. From a broader perspective, this instance highlights the potential pitfalls in using AI without adequate safeguards in place. As we embrace the potential of AI in the future, we must be careful not to surrender our professional judgment or integrity to ChatGPT and other AI machines. Now, the Avianca saga underlines that the road to AI and legal tech adoption is not without its bumps. And now we're going to keep you up to date with this case. So please, if you can, take a second, hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, and you'll get AI news in your pod reader every single day. So thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you spending it here with me. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.